Welcome to Raymond S. Kellis High School. We've had a very busy fall semester. The weather is cooling and the holidays are upon us. It's an exciting time of year in the Peoria Unified School District. We're filming today's vodcast live from the Media Productions Room, and I'm so thrilled to have some very special students serving as my co-hosts for today. Welcome to Aaron Cohen and Rafael Rios. I would like to extend a very special thank you to Mr. Jeff Southwick, one of our phenomenal media productions teachers, for producing this vodcast for us today. Before I turn the program over to Aaron and Rafael, I'd like to take an opportunity to share a few important updates. As you know, November 4th marked Election Day, and voters turned out to cast their ballot on a number of initiatives, including electing new legislators, school board members, and state leaders. Mrs. Diane Douglas will serve as the new state school superintendent for public instruction. She served on the Peoria Unified's governing board from 2005 through 2012. In addition, Mrs. Beverly Pingarelli was elected to serve a four-year term on our governing board, and Ms. Judy Doan was elected also to serve a two-year term. Mrs. Kathy Connect was reelected to a four-year term. The terms begin January 1, 2015, and we look forward to introducing our new board members to you in the months to come. Another announcement to share with you is that the State Board of Education announced a new assessment to replace the Ames Reading, Writing, and Mathematics test beginning in the spring of 2015 called AsMerit. Students in grades 3 through high school will take AsMerit in English, Language Arts, and Mathematics at their grade level. Students in grades 4 and 8 in high school will also take Ames Science. High school students will take the AsMerit end-of-course assessments that will test their proficiency in these subjects near the end of the course. There are still many questions surrounding the new assessment, and we look forward to sharing updates with you in the upcoming days and weeks as more information from the state becomes available to us. A link to the AsMerit has been added to the Peoria Unified's website under the Parents tab. Without any further ado, I'll turn it over to Aaron Cohen and Rafael Rios with some additional updates.
Recently, the district held our first patron tour of the 2014-2015 school year. Thank you to the guests who joined us at Liberty High School and Sunset Heights Elementary School. Our guests had an up-close and personal look at what a 21st century education truly looks like, and we appreciate those who took the time to join us while we highlighted the exciting things happening in our schools. If you'd like to attend our spring patron tour at Peoria High School and Santa Fe Elementary School, email publicrelations at pusdpr@pusd11.org.
November served as a celebratory month at a number of our schools in honor of Veterans Day. A wide variety of commemorative events took place throughout the district to pay tribute to members of our armed services. Students celebrated Veterans Day by holding assemblies, flag-raising ceremonies, through music and choir productions, with a breakfast for family or community members, and through Walls of Honor. We are pleased to show how valued our service members are to our community.
Something else we typically see during the month of November during Internet Safety Week is our district's annual anti-bullying art and video contest. This year, we decided to do something a little bit different. Peoria Unified teamed up with the Peoria Police Department to offer one art contest rather than two separate contests between the district and the city for 3rd through 12th grade students. This year's theme, Don't Be Mean Behind the Screen, covers cyberbullying, which, as you know, has an impact on many students today. The district began advertising the contest in the fall, but will not be collecting the artwork until the spring. More information about this year's anti-bullying art and video contest is available on the district's website on the safety page.
Let's not forget, Peoria Unified is celebrating its 125th anniversary of educating students this year. A number of events are taking place throughout the district in honor of this exciting milestone. Some of those events include featuring alumni in our monthly Pulse newsletter, a future schools competition where teams of students will share their vision on what education looks like 125 years from now will be held at the district office in February. A torch run will incorporate students from all campuses that will span across 3 days in March. More events and information about the district's 125th anniversary celebrations is available on the district's website under Celebrate the Legacy.
Thank you, Aaron and Rafael. I'm proud of the many schools that chose to hold events, moments of silence, and commemorations for Veterans Day. I also look forward to the upcoming events surrounding our 125th anniversary in the months to come. Thank you for all you do to support our students, teachers, and district. A very special thank you to Raymond S. Kellis High School students who helped make this production possible. I look forward to bringing you additional updates from around the school district after the holiday season.